We were just talking. Damien wants to do the race on a Friday after the show. Is that okay with you, LT? Because unlike Lady Bird, he thinks that he can do the race on Friday after the show around lunch. We all go have a good lunch after that, and then he can have a normal social Friday night and Saturday night and not to worry about training anymore.
Exactly.
Interesting. So unlike Stephen Pearl, Damien, not pretty much off the market.
Yeah, I mean, we can do it on Friday. The only problem is going to be, are we going to be able to – there's a lot of people that want to watch this race. Our schedule's a little –
we're selling tickets.
Flexible?
You
no,
mean,
but I mean
– video stream or whatever?
I don't know about you guys. I mean, I've come across a million people that have said, when's the race? I want to come out and watch.
Wow.
Let's sell tickets then. Oh, in person.
Yeah. Haven't had anybody say that to you,
Not in person.
Not in person. They want us to stream it live.
Yeah.
So we were going to definitely stream it and record it
to put
it up for people to rewatch it. I didn't know if anybody wanted to come out and see. I mean, if the Kentucky Derby lasts 2.5 minutes, people are going to drive to a location for a race that's going to last 8 seconds.
Are you going to do a five-hour pregame?
I mean, we're not having time for a flyover at that point.
I don't know if I've got the proper hat done away for this. Kentucky Derby, those guys, they dress up.
Do I need a red carpet outfit? I mean, so we'll work out the details. But Damien, it was circling the weekend of March the 12th. He'd like to do the Friday, March 12th.
That's next Friday. All right.
Not this Friday, but next Friday.
The only thing I got to check, I got to make sure Lady Bird's mom's in town.
You're
talking about Marianne.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought we were bringing in dogs. I mean, like, wow.
I was wondering what was going on there.
She never races without her mom.
When this one for the old lady.
Yeah, I was going to take.
This dog's got demands.
I was going to take Damien, the emotions of Lady Bird running for the first time in front of her mom.
And another thing, we can keep the time.
I mean, is your mom coming?
I hope not.
Yeah.
So you're okay with us publicizing your time? You're not worried about that?
Yeah, like I'm 3 years removed from playing college, dude. Like I ain't got nobody to impress. I'm just trying to beat that damn dog.
All right, we put that to bed then.
All right,
Lance would prefer you put a little respect on that dog's name.
Yeah, man, it's too close to crunch time now. I'm about my business now. I'm gonna go Adrian Broner. I'm going Adrian Broner all the way to the 12. I'm going Adrian Broner style. Lady Bird don't want to.
All right, so we're circling for a date with maybe next Friday, for those that keep asking. Maybe next Friday. It is 8:36, or maybe next Saturday, or maybe next Sunday. It turns into the new Alabama Bubble Talk, Rockstar. When is the race going to be?
No rankings out yet. Why needs to update them every hour?
It's trash
on
the table.
I'm more concerned about location than time, Dunaway. Location.
Well, you know us, Brant. We'll figure that out the day
before. Do it
before.
In the street, man.
The day before, yeah. The morning of.
If we're going to have this big of a crowd, maybe Homewood Police will just block off the street for us. We'll race right around the curb there. I think if we'll put our turn in there, that may help Damien out a little bit.
I eat it up, baby.
It's 8:37. Trash on the table. Hit it.
So, if you're not at work today or you're working from home, you may be wondering, what day is it? Todd has the answer for us.
It's Monday.
Monday.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT. It's just another
manic Monday. Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right in these uncertain times. Good to know there is a business you can trust at your side. That's our friends at Mortgage Right, celebrating 15 years of helping clients buy, build, and refinance homes. Call Joe Bear, Chris, or Tanner, 205-815-9200, or online, mortgageright.com. This one out of New Mexico. The state Supreme Court upheld a murder conviction Friday against a man who claimed a, quote, warrior gene made him predisposed to impulsive acts of violence. In a unanimous decision, justices ruled that a lower court was justified in excluding evidence about a theory that lacks scientific don't even know the word I'm looking here, in the conviction of Anthony Yepes by a jury for the death of an elderly Santa Fe man back in 2012. Now, defense attorneys say that Yepes was incapable of forming the intent to deliberately kill, but expert testimony on the scientific claim was excluded in the pretrial hearing phase. Yepes was convicted in 2015 in the killing of his girlfriend's step-grandfather during a domestic dispute. He's serving a 22-year sentence for second-degree murder with additional time for auto theft and tampering with evidence.
Can you basically imagine? I told my wife, I can't help what I do. I have the stud gene. I can't help it.
So he's got the warrior gene.
It's a warrior gene.
The warrior gene.
You probably know somebody in your lifetime that has the Warrior gene.
One person comes to mind that I think thinks he has the Warrior gene, yes.
Did he have throwing stars?
You know, I knew the throwing star was a big deal when I was a kid. Like, it was almost it was almost like black market. Like, if somebody got a throwing star, it was a huge deal at Sacks. Probably Sacks Middle School.
I grew up with nunchucks, Brown. Nunchucks were big. Everyone had nunchucks. I never understood that.
Yeah, I remember a kid one time, and I can't remember who it was. He had a throwing star on the school bus.
Yeah.
And we were all crowded around when he unsheathed it.
Yeah, we had morning stars.
What are you guys unsheathing back there? It's just my throwing star, yes.
Jeez.
1-0, a tech publication under the Medium brand, just released a story following a person attempting to demonstrate their possession of supernatural capabilities. Now, the story is a good reminder of the fact that if anyone is out there is able to teleport, levitate, mind read, predict the future, or summon X-ray vision, they're guaranteed a $250,000 prize. Mm. Now, in the story, 1-0 follows a man named Gary Arnold, who believes he's able to hear voices coming from what seems to be sort of a electrostatic ether. This ability, while not exactly X-Men caliber, would, of course, be astonishing if real. Although, unfortunately, it is apparently not, as Arnold wasn't able to demonstrate his supernatural ability when put on record.
That's interesting.
I'm off today, guys. Yeah. It's just off.
So get me tomorrow.
Despite Arnold's failure, the contest is still ongoing and has attracted some very interesting entrants. Now, the Century for Inquiry Investigations Group, the organization that runs the competition, the Paranormal Challenge, by the way, has a running list of people who've attempted to prove their otherworldly prowess.
So what you do here, though, Rockstar, is you say before, hey, I've seen into the future. I'm not going to be able to deliver today. Then you don't deliver and say, but at least I can see into the future.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Would you guys rather be able to, of these, teleport, levitate, mind read, or predict the future?
Easily teleport. Well, predict the future. You can make some money on it.
I noticed you left out X-ray vision, which was my answer.
I think predicting the future you would make the most money on.
Yeah, like, but
teleport would be the most convenient.
It's too scary. Like, if you went 3 years in the future and it was just black.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about that part.
Yeah.
Why not, Ryan?
I think I would do teleport. I mean, to be able to teleport would be pretty awesome.
It would. I mean, the convenience of that is incredible. I just don't know the money I could make unless I could take people with me.
I mean, like, you wanted to play golf, you could just look at this forecast is awful.
Well,
but
I'll need
the beach
to teleport
nice.
To Wednesday. Yes.
Yeah. But think about it, if you were an NFL GM and you could read the future.
I know.
That'd be fantastic.
I'd probably be in the stock market, not an NFL GM at that point.
Oh, man.
Bad story. A rooster fitted with a knife for an illegal cockfight in southern India has killed its own owner, sparking a manhunt for the organizers of the event, according to police. Now, I've heard of this happening before. Now, the bird had a knife attached to its leg to take on an opponent when it inflicted serious injuries to the man's groin as it tried to escape.
Those injuries look serious.
I've never been to a cockfight, but most cockfights involve everyone being spurred up, right?
One of those never broke out in Montevallo?
I'm sure there was. I just never went to one. Yeah. I will tell you that we have not said this, Damian, but no, you and Lady Bird, no blades or anything for this race here.
Let's keep it clean.
It's a straight foot race here. No blades, no bacon. None of the bees.
Video.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Now, the man was among 16 people organizing the cockfight in a small village when the accident took place. Victim died from loss of blood before he could reach the hospital. Mm. Sad story.
I mean, I hate that he died, obviously, but if you are going to raise a rooster to fight and put a knife on its leg, this is the chance you take. I mean, I hate it that he died, but you've kind of put yourself in this situation, haven't you?
Sort of like if the deers ever had guns and could fire back.
Yep.
Probably not as many hunters out there, right?
If the deer had a gun, yeah. It's gonna pat that down a little bit, I think.
Rockstar, we've got an update here. You guys remember Lady Gaga and the two French bulldogs that went missing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They were stolen by thieves who shot and wounded their walker.
Is this a happy story or a sad story?
Yeah. Well, have you not heard? A woman brought the dogs to the LAPD's Olympic Community Police Station just northwest of downtown around 6 p.m. this past Friday. Lady Gaga's representatives and detectives went to the station and confirmed that they were her dogs. Now, the singer is currently in Rome to film a movie. The woman who dropped off the dogs appears to be, quote, uninvolved and unassociated with Wednesday night's attack.
I don't believe this. They're just sitting there.
So she gets the reward then.
Well, a deep investigation on this one.
Now, in a tweet Friday night, LAPD said the woman has found the dogs and, quote, reached out to Lady Gaga's staff to return them. Her identity and the location where the dogs were found were not disclosed for her safety and because of the ongoing investigation, according to the LAPD. Yeah. Now, the dog walker, Ryan Fisher, was shot once as he walked three of the singer's dogs in Hollywood. Video shows white sedan pulling up, two men jumping out. They struggled with the dog walker before one pulled a gun, fired a single shot before fleeing with two other dogs. Third dog escaped and has since been reunited with Lady Gaga's reps.
I would be calling them the wrong name. I wouldn't be calling them Cody and Gustav. I'd be calling them Power and Ball because I've just hit the lottery if I found those two dogs.
Oh, my Lord.
Ching!
Power and Ball. Yeah, I'm going to be interested in this ongoing investigation, quote unquote.
It's one of the weirdest stories ever.
Yes.
We've got a New York landlord is out on bail after being arrested and accused of kidnapping tenants from his property and dumping them in a cemetery 30 miles away.
Good gosh.
Now, the two tenants accused landlord Sean Douglas kidnapping them while armed from their home at his property. This is in a South End neighborhood of Albany. In the police report, the two accusers say they were abducted, restrained with zip ties, and covered with pillowcases. They then claim Douglas dumped them in a cemetery in a small town of Gent. One person was able to free themselves from the restraints to seek help in a nearby house. Now, according to the county sheriff, quote, he's lucky they came out alive. They could have frozen to death out there. Now, Douglas reportedly frustrated he couldn't evict the victims from his property because of a statewide ban on evictions caused by the pandemic.
Yeah, took it in his own hands, clearly.
Oh, he did. Oh, yeah. Man, can you imagine being like, what could I do? I got those zip ties.
Got a couple pillowcases.
There's that cemetery nearby, but it's cold.
Imagine living there, though. It's like, God, the thermostat's not working again. Call the super. I'm not calling the super.
No, sir.
Get another blanket.
Last time we saw that fella, we ended up zip tying the pillowcase. That is Trash on the Table, brought to you by
the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 205-815-9200 or online. MortgageRight.com.